can I have everybody's attention, please? All right. Behind me, those little serrated windows, that is the Shakespeare room, which has stained glass in there from As You Like It, the scene, All the World's a Stage, and We Are Merely Players, and it has each one of the stages of life. Okay? So that's the Shakespeare room. Now, Australia was actually obsessed with Shakespeare in the 19th century. One of the first plays that was ever put on in Australia was Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part 1, which is actually a very subversive play about the way that the underclass and the people who spend time in the pubs and the people who enjoy themselves are an important disruptive effect in a government which is, you know, full of bloody billionaire rat bags. And you know what? The Shakespeare's play, Henry IV, was put on in Sydney in 1802 with a full convict cast. It's amazing to think about that, the kind of political implications. Anyway, Shakespeare was so popular during the 19th century that the Shakespeare Society began. And the Shakespeare Society, towards the end of the 19th century, they had this plan to get a Shakespeare room commemoration and a statue. And the statue and the room were made at different times because they ran out of money because of the First World War, and the room didn't actually get finished till after the First World War. And I can't remember exactly what date the statue got finished. But this used to be, with that room, Shakespeare room, and this library, incidentally, this is the first library in Australia, has got a huge Shakespeare collection, including an original first folio. This library was facing, and this used to be called Shakespeare Place. Shakespeare Place. With that statue in the middle, we're going to go over there in a minute, if we dare. I brought students over here about 10 years ago and put in my blog, they risked life or limb to come across here. The Vice Chancellor picked it up, and he banned my blog. He said, you're not to blog anymore, you're not to put students at risk, so please don't put yourself at risk and don't make me responsible for your imminent death. But it's got on there, it's got characters from The Tempest, from Falstaff. Falstaff is the big fat guy leaning towards us. I love Falstaff, he's one of the great subversive characters in Shakespeare. But this was Shakespeare Place. What insanity, what insane government would turn a place that commemorates, you know, one of the great poets of all time into a bloody freeway? They need their head read. Whoever decided this, let's wind the clock back and put him in jail, whoever it was. All right, let's go and have a little walk over there. I'm going to take a group shot of you all standing on the statue as well. So let's see if we can get across here without injury.
All right, people.
Stand back a minute. You've got here this most important quote from The Tempest, which I read to you in the first lecture. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And, like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a wreck behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Okay, everybody, I'm going to take a group photo of you all. If you don't want your photo on my blog, turn your face away. You have been warned.
Come on, James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pack it in.
All right, chapter 3, I love Shakespeare. 1, 2, 3.
I love Shakespeare.
So there you've got Portia from The Merchant of Venice. She's the lawyer who saves The Merchant of Venice. There's Hamlet on the left. There's Shakespeare at the top. There's Romeo and Juliet round to the left. And there's Falstaff and Henry the Fourth on the right. All the key characters in Shakespeare. Round the corner. Folks, we're going to cross the dangerous creek again.
That's it, crossing.
I told you.
Yeah, we're going right.
We're going now.
Oh. Stand back, don't go yet, please. Time.